Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode from World Linguistics Podcast. My name is Kyle Mathis, and in this week's episode, we'll discuss the differences between masculine and feminine nouns in Spanish, what they are, and we'll even go over some example sentences to become familiar with the context in which these nouns are used. But before we start, we would like to give a huge thank you to all of our listeners and viewers. We would not be able to make such an incredible impact without all of you. So thank you. Masculine nouns in Spanish usually end in O or E. Some masculine nouns, however, end in A. For example, el día. Feminine nouns usually end in A. Nouns that end in E are masculine. Another important element of masculine and feminine nouns are the articles or determiners that come before them. So, if a noun is masculine, it will have a masculine article or determiner that comes before it, such as el, los, un, or unos. Some examples of sentences with masculine nouns are: El chico va a la playa. The boy is going to the beach. Los niños juegan fútbol. The children are playing football. Un hombre contesta el teléfono. A man answers the phone. Unos patos caminan por la calle. Some ducks are walking up the street. On the contrary, if a noun is feminine, a feminine article or determiner will come before it, such as la, las, una, or unas. Some examples of sentences with feminine nouns are: La mujer habla con su esposo. The woman is speaking with her husband. Las mujeres comen en la cafeteria. The women are eating in the coffee shop. Una hamburguesa está encima de la tabla de picar. A hamburger is on top of the cutting board. And unas personas están buscando un lugar para asentarse. Some people are looking for a place to sit. Remember that the real way to tell if a noun is masculine or feminine is by analyzing the article or the determiner that becomes before the noun. Thank you so much for listening. If you haven't already, you can visit our website at world-linguistics.com/worldlinguisticstv for more information about our accessible educational videos, and feel free to subscribe to the podcast. My name is Kyle Mathis, and I will see you in the next episode. Adios.